Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, Landry Locker here talking to Joseph Pasteris, the man who broke the Deshaun Watson story. Joseph, this is really fascinating. Take me through what your day was like today. It wasn't Schefter. It wasn't Rappaport. It wasn't Florio. You broke the Deshaun Watson story. You were first. I know Josina Anderson's giving you credit, as has Florio. How did this happen?
Oh, it's a long story. Well, it all started about a week ago when I got a fascination with journalism, and I was just fooling around with the NFL and their websites and all that, and I have an IT background as well. So what I did was I was just looking around at the NFL's website and the NFLPA's website, and I happened to find a security problem that would allow me to get access to their rookie contracts, amongst other things. And I figured to myself, well, I don't want to release this stuff. I would rather the NFL know about this. But I tried contacting the league, and they told me nothing. Like, they wouldn't answer my calls. They didn't take it seriously at all. So I had to contact a source. I'm not going to name that source.
Yeah, but I wouldn't do that. I'm not asking you to do that.
But the individual was close to the league and told him, hey, you got this problem with your server. You should probably get that fixed before a guy who isn't as nice as me, I guess, goes in and just causes trouble and leaks your personal stuff. So we ended up coming up with a deal where, in exchange for me providing the exact problem and how to patch it, they would provide me NFL media credentials, which I did receive. I was approved for an account in the NFL communications system. And for a few days, I started that Twitter account, Pasteris Sports, and I was just kind of doing basic tweets, you know, basic, what do I think of training camp for my team, the New England Patriots? I know you're in Houston, but but I just tweet about that, tweet about what I think, tweet about who I think is going to win the positional battles. And today just started like any other day. Like, I was just, what's going to happen today? My game's tomorrow. I'm out shopping at a Walmart, actually, and my source emails me saying, hey, you should probably check out the NFL communications site. They uploaded a document that you might be interested in, you might want to break. And I go into their document folder on NFL Communications, and they, all of a sudden, it's a PDF file that looks like a media release saying that Deshaun Watson was suspended for 11 games, and he was fined $5 million and forced to go through counseling, as now pretty much everyone and their grandmother has been told. But I didn't know that nobody had reported this. So I was like, okay, well, I'm just going to post this on my Twitter, see if the 12 people that follow me have any interest in
this. It was 26. We looked at it. It was 26, and then it went up to like 200 after you said it.
At one point, I know for a fact it was 12 because I'm in a Discord server with a bunch of people that follow the team. And I, for several months, I've kind of live action role played as the resident reporter. I've had an interest in journalism, but at the same time, it didn't really go that far until I really started this Twitter account. And then all of a sudden, the internet went bonkers when I released that tweet, because I was in Walmart and I'm like, is this real? I posted on Twitter, and all of a sudden the internet, my phone just blows up with notifications saying, is this real? You got to be kidding me. You're fake news and all sorts of other, you know, typical stuff. They think I'm a troll or misinformation or whatever. Until Pro Football Talk came in and said, hey, this is real. And then all of a sudden I'm like, did I just break something?
So you just were messing around and found the glitch, and then you told them, and then in exchange you got to get NFL media credentials, and that's how you got this.
Exactly.
Dude. So this is all it took, was you getting into a system, developing a source, and you break the biggest story of 2022. That's fascinating.
I never thought it would happen. You never know what's going to happen until it actually happens to you, because I have no background in journalism.
Do you find yourself wanting to now?
I find it very interesting. Like, I want to cover the team. I want to talk about my favorite sport, football. Like, it makes me more motivated to want to do this Twitter account now that it's gotten all this attention.
So what do you do during the day? What's the daily life like for you? Because I reached out to you, and I figured that there would have been other people that maybe wanted to talk to you or something like that. But you told me, and I thought this just added to, like, how crazy this story is. You said, I got to have dinner with my family. Can we make it 6 o'clock? What do you do on your daily activity?
Well, I work in a manufacturing plant. I'm a machine operator overnight. I live with my mother, my father, my grandmother, and my little brother. I know I'm 23 years old and I still live with my family, but I don't feel like paying rent in an apartment quite yet. But other than that, it's just watching football, checking out the highlights, messing around with computers. I have an IT background. I mean, it's just kind of that mixture of things. My shift is third shift.
Okay.
It's nothing to do with journalism or football.
What time is third shift?
It's midnight to 8 a.m.
Oh, my gosh, man.
Fortunately, you don't get a lot of news coming out at that time, so you don't have to really worry too much that you're going to miss something. Of course, you have the occasional thing, but I've never noticed, like, oh, no, I'm going to miss something if I go in at midnight and get out at 8 in the morning.
Have you kind of had your eyes open? Because we're always fascinated by just the world of NFL reporting, and we've been in it for a while. Two people credited you with the first report, and then everybody else just kind of piled on and said, according to sources, right after that. Have you noticed that? I don't even think you're getting as much credit as you probably deserve, which is a damn shame, because this is just an effing fascinating story. How you got this first. I don't think you, I mean, this is just crazy to me.
It does seem crazy when you look at it, but you have to realize that journalism is a business, and you have to realize the big are the big fish. And I have nothing against Adam Schefter, Ian Rappaport. They're wonderful people. They do a very good job at what they have to do. And obviously they're well known. They've been in the industry for a very long time. And obviously they're going to want to focus on their own sources rather than scourge the internet for sources like just some random guy in his 20s that happened to find a source.
Man, I'm just flabbergasted by this. This is awesome. So I'm assuming you got to go in to work today and work the 12 to 8?
Well, I'm on break today. I don't really have to go in today because I'm actually training. So I don't go. Here's the thing. I just got hired, right?
Okay.
And I start training next Monday.
Okay.
And that's pretty much what I'm waiting for. I'm kind of enjoying the last few days I have off before I go in and actually start this job.
What's the interaction been like since you broke this?
Oh, I've gotten contacts from several reporters. They wanted to know what I did and what the website was. What did I do to the NFL Communications website to even get email access? Like, I got spoke with Doug Kide of PFF. I even got a congratulations from another newspaper. I can't remember the name of it. I think it was a regional newspaper. But I try not to give myself too much credit because, I mean, yeah, it's a big story and all, but, I mean, everybody's going to find out about it eventually. So, I mean, I'm only 20 minutes early. It's nice and all to have some credit to your name, but I try to be more humble, I guess, so to speak.
Yeah, well, you might not have a future in NFL media if that's the attitude, because I don't think that's the way that most of them function, man. But this is one of my favorite stories of the year. We've been all over it here in Houston, man. I greatly appreciate you, Joseph, for stopping by and just giving me this story. This is incredible, fascinating.
I guess I'm expected to have an ego or something in this sort of business.
I mean, it's just funny because they all chase it, and then it's sources and all that type of stuff. But man, this is like,
I feel like saying sources is kind of overdone.
Yeah, it's overdone, and a lot of times it's dishonest, you know?
I mean, it is technically NFL Communications, so I just said, hey, I got it from NFL Communications.
You did. And I appreciate your time, my friend.
Oh, not a problem.
All right.
Good pleasure to speak with you.
All right, man. You take it easy.
Take care.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.